Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our take on The Bachelor. In fact, we've got a few of them.
Andrew Gaff from the Eagles is here.
We find out what you're too embarrassed to do and so you make your partner do it for you.
And celebrate the end of Dry July.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Bachelor kicked off last night. A new series of The Bachelor with a 31-year-old astrophysicist. Geez, we didn't hear that much last night.
No, we didn't
at
all.
His name is Matt Agnew and it's underway.
He's very clean cut. I'd usually go for a more rugged guy, but hopefully he's got a good job.
So I'm an astrophysicist.
What the is that?
Mm. Oh, boy, is it underway. And gee, the girls made a great impression on the first night.
Oh, where do we start? Does that set the women's movement back about 100 years?
More than. I think we went back a couple of centuries.
Every episode.
It is rough. They edit these women to look like absolute numpties.
Yeah, and that they will do anything to win the affection of one bloke.
Oh, they look like Muppets out there. It was embarrassing.
I'm confident, but don't need to be competitive for The Bachelor. Like, I'm not desperate. Obviously, I'm not the ugliest person you've ever seen on the face of the earth. Just the other day, I had like four guys in a car. They were chasing me down, filming me on their Snapchat. I know.
Of course, you know, the show opened with us getting to know Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the obligatory pictures of him with his out his shirt on.
Abs.
Looking up at the universe. And he had his opening monologue.
As an astrophysicist, I get to basically research and try and find where other planets like Earth could exist. But at the end of the day, you can't have a cuddle with a PhD.
There you go.
Way to summarise it.
Now, let me. Well, I was watching it with T, my partner, and Steppy D, my stepdaughter, for a little bit of it. And we're watching that. And so, you know, you had that bit. Then there was the I just don't want to be alone line where the camera cut to him looking longingly out to the horizon.
Yeah, sure.
That's the worst. Imagine being alone.
Totally. Ooh. And then he goes, I love hard. I heard hard.
Yeah. And you're going, that was a weird line, wasn't it?
Right. So we're all going, oh, this is a great guy.
He's a dream catch.
He's a dreamboat. He's got a heart of gold. Within two women, he turns into a player with Kristen and her box.
Matt, I see you've been checking out my box.
I have been checking out your box.
I won't hold it against you.
Okay, let me open your box.
Please open my box.
Oh, gee, fortune cookie.
There's a fortune cookie in the box.
It was a bit, you know, a couple of the girls came out in the dresses and he was like, oh, give us a spin. He got a bit creepy. You know,
girl.
In the cartoons where they would see the woman and then their eyes would bulge out of their heads and their tongue would roll out onto the floor?
Yes.
That's what he looked like. Well, I was like, Matt, clean it up.
He did that early with the blonde girl, Elena. Elena, with a very deep voice.
Yes.
And then another girl later on asked him to spin. And I went, oh, well, they're trying to get a bit of a quality going there. So he had to do an awkward spin.
Well,
and he was a bit more awkward than I thought he'd be.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Well, he's an astrophysicist. Did you know that?
Yeah, but when we spoke to him, he was... Actually, did they mention that last night? Kimber, if you're out with the girls and there's one guy that someone's potentially interested in, do other people interrupt, like Hannah?
Are we talking Australian or, like, ancestry?
Bit of both, yeah. In terms of ancestry...
How many siblings, sorry?
Three.
I've just come in.
Sorry, no. Three siblings.
I have a determining question for you.
Okay.
Thoughts on Lord of the Rings?
Love Lord of the Rings.
Oh, thank
determining question was thoughts on Lord of the Rings, but she sort of she kept interrupting herself, actually, to
she
be honest.
Did,
oh,
yes.
What was great, though, is I could see his head afterwards thinking, God, I wish I'd said I hated that film.
Yeah.
I wish I'd said I'd hated the whole lot.
Yeah.
Send her home.
Well, it's begun. I mean, for me, the sort of first act, if you will, crescendoed by Osha arriving.
To tell someone their grandma had died.
Well, yeah.
That's how he sounded.
And both T and I just going, what on earth are you doing with your hair?
Well, he's got it very short.
Sort of wave of discontent going on.
Look how judgmental we are.
No, short on the sides, like he was in World War II, and at the top he looks like Chris Isaac.
Exactly.
There you go.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up! What is on the radio?
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
few whispers about Josh Kennedy around town, dispelled with his 7 goals and passing the 600 goal mark last week. Andrew Gaff, how are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Going well.
We'll talk footy, but what did you think of The Bachelor?
Ooh, big episode. It was good. Good couple of hours on the couch. But
any contenders in there, or do you think it's a nightmare?
Oh, hard to say. Hard to say.
Too early.
Too early, but I'm sure the ratings would have been pretty high.
It's a bit like a circus, isn't it? The way they brought all the girls in like that this time. Yeah. Interesting personality.
Entrances are getting bigger and better each year.
They are, aren't they? And you spend, I certainly go, oh, come on, Matt, it's just a TV show. Oh, come on, Matt, you know they've edited people to look like this. And yet I can't not be judgy.
No,
I'm
right.
judging people left, right, and centre.
I know you try not to be shallow, don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
The only
do.
Person who really let us down last night was the stylist on all of those dresses. But anyway, we digress. Football.
Football.
Yes.
Yeah, Josh Kennedy in a dress this week, mate. What was going on there?
The good thing about us as a footy club, everyone knows that we travel every second week and sometimes tough to get the guys and the families together at times, but we had a, might be an annual father mother baby race on Friday at the club. And the good thing about our new facility at Lathland at the moment is it's really good for families to come in, and there's a lot of space for the kids to come in and have a run around and a play around. So we had a bit of a handicap race for the boys that have kids, and the partners came along, and if you're under one, you only had to go sort of 5 metres, because you can barely go anywhere.
Stay
anyway,
start.
if you're one and between one and two, it was 10 to 20 metres, two plus you.
Okay,
but it was cute because
you were gift.
That's right.
They were all dressed up, so whatever the baby was wearing, Dad matched, and so we had we saw some Elsas from Frozen, and you know it was cute.
Yeah, so I've rated my top three from.
Oh, go on, yes, please.
I want to hear about this.
From that one vote was Josh. I don't know too much about Frozen, but I mean, he
was rocking.
He was Elsa.
He sold his dignity a bit.
The bearded Elsa.
Yes. So he was obviously looking after Lottie and Sage.
Okay.
Two votes was Will Schofield, who poor little Nash had the texture beard, and he's joking that he's still got it on.
It won't wash off.
And it'll probably be a natural thing for Nash in quite a few years' time.
Yep.
Poor Nash. Poor Nash was crawling once the starting whistle went off. And three votes was Chris and Tex Maston.
Oh, okay.
Both literally matching in every single way. So they had Texter tattoos on the same spots that Chris has on his body, and wore a flannel shirt and sort of grey shorts. And he was very good as well.
And
so very cute.
What a rock star name, Tex.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. He's going to be crazy, Tex.
Oh, let's get serious. Now, some would say last year you had to make the biggest decision of your career about contractual stuff, but is actually tonight the biggest decision of your year, whether you watch The Bachelor or the cricket?
I mean, in the end, it's an easy decision for me.
Yeah.
I've woken up with a bit of a spring in my step.
Yep.
Quite a lot of guys, but also quite a few females these days, with the women going very well in cricket. So can't wait for Thursday, 6 o'clock. Tonight. 6 o'clock. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got that wrong.
That's all right.
Tonight, 6 o'clock.
Get in there at 5, mate. Everyone else is starting at 5. don't miss that first hour.
So I'll be parking myself on the couch from about 5:30. I'm in for the long haul.
You'll be recording the badge. I know you'll be recording.
Oh, yeah, probably catch up on Friday morning or something like that. Yeah.
Do a quick catch up. Yeah. I did mention in the intro, Josh Kennedy, brilliant last week.
Yeah,
it's a bag of goals in modern footy.
Oh, it's great. I mean, people are very quick these days to say when someone's gone. And for one of our better players in our history, I find it a little bit unfair for people to say that at times. But for him to kick 7 in against a team that's going really well, he hasn't kicked it against a team that's near the bottom of the ladder or anything like that.
Sure.
So to kick 7 is great for him, but great for us. So it means that he's back and firing. Jack's been really good all year. So we're going to pose questions not only for hopefully Carlton this weekend, but for teams for the rest of the year. So great for his confidence and great for the morale of the club.
Yeah. Well, good luck against Carlton. Unfortunately,
the Blues,
they're hitting some form. You wanted to play him about 5 weeks ago. But
they had it going well. They're probably had their best 5 weeks in best 5 weeks in 6 or 7 years, probably. So it's great for them, but hopefully we can make that stop on Sunday.
That's because they've got Teague there as their filling coach, mate, and he's come from the Eagles. He's come from a winning place.
He's going well.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's a happy man.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Now, we're talking about little quirks we have that, you know, you're embarrassed about, but you can't quite get on top of.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm lucky enough to be in a position that my partner, T, understands them and helps me through them by basically doing what I don't want to do.
Right.
Okay.
So she picks up the slack for
you. She picks up the slack. Okay. And it's, you know, it's not like doing dishes or whatever. There's one particular thing, right? Mm-hmm. So T's got a lot of these sort of coupons or vouchers where restaurants have said, hey, we want you to come, so you'll get 20% off.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like the entertainment
two for yeah, one. Yeah, yeah, right.
I call, yeah. I call it the voucher book, but it's actually called the
book.
Entertainment
yeah,
book.
Yeah. The entertainment book.
Great deals.
Yeah.
They are great deals, and it gets us into restaurants that we wouldn't have normally gone to.
Sure.
But for some reason,
yeah,
I can't bring myself to take the voucher up to pay when I pay.
Oh,
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, right.
I feel like you're
ripping.
Cheap.
You feel like you're ripping off a
yes,
small business?
Yes, I do. And as you pointed out to me just off air, hang on a minute, you're in their restaurant. They wanted you to come.
Of course they do.
They
part
put
of their marketing.
The voucher in, yeah. But I don't know why I can't do it, and I have to say, sweetheart, can you go and pay the
That's
bill?
That's actually funny.
I can't
so she
do
pays
it.
The bill every time that you have I a mean, coupon.
Yeah, well, she goes up
yeah,
with,
yeah.
The, yeah, yeah, with the thing
amazing.
On the phone.
That's amazing.
But I just, it makes me feel sick.
That is actually really funny.
Yeah.
There are some things. I mean, look, this is pretty dumb, but when we get Uber Eats, I make James go out to the driveway to get it.
Right.
I don't want to go out and get it. I don't know why. I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe someone will recognize me and I don't want them to know where I live. Or
you worried
I don't,
about
oh,
being
really?
Papped.
Or if I'm just in pajamas. And I don't know. I just always go, I feel more comfortable if you go get
it. It's always his gig.
It's always his gig. He yes. can be in the middle of anything and yeah. he will always go out to the driveway to get it for me. Bless him.
Hey, darling, where are you? I'm on the toilet. Well, you're in the middle
he
of anything.
He will always get it. How embarrassing.
Guy. If anyone knocks on the door while he's at your place, would he answer the
yes.
door? Yeah, right.
I've got one too.
Go on.
At Bunnings, I never ask for help.
Oh,
Laurie will
really?
Always, I just I don't know where there is I want to be seen as a man who's in
male,
control of everything
yeah.
at Bunnings or something, but Laurie is always the one who goes and looks for one of those wonderful, knowledgeable people at Bunnings, being male or female,
yep.
and will get the assistance and come back and go, Jeff or Jenny told me how to do it.
That you're is like, so funny.
I just can't do it.
I think that comes from the same place as mine, is
yeah.
that I,
what,
I
our
feel
stupidity?
Like, well, yeah, stupid male ego
yeah,
crap.
Maybe. Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
I'm the breadwinner, I should be able to, well, I'm one of the breadwinners.
Don't want to be emasculated?
I should be able to afford a meal for my family. Without
okay.
a coupon kind of thing.
Right. We both need
yeah.
therapy. Kimber,
we do.
Okay.
We
well,
do.
I don't know. I think everyone's got one. I mean, give us a call, 133353. Is there something that you're kind of just a bit embarrassed about? Or, you know, it's hard to describe that feeling, but just if you're a bit embarrassed and you make your partner do it instead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool.
I'll tell you what you won't be embarrassed by. A double pass to Bring It On the Musical, which hits Perth next week. Tickets selling fast from Ticketek or win them with us.
I bet you take T along and get her to hand the tickets over. Free,
are they complimentary? You do it, love.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, love me. Say that you love me and please put up with my little insecurities and quirks.
What, your little foibles?
My little foibles.
Matt's afraid to use a coupon
I'm
when
afraid.
He goes out to dinner. It's embarrassing for him for some reason.
I'm so embarrassed, even though the restaurant's going, no, dude, we want you to use
yeah,
them.
We want to
that's
come.
How we get our business.
That's
stop
our
being an idiot.
Do you get more embarrassed if it's a free main course as opposed to a 25% off the whole meal?
I don't know.
Okay.
I no doubt we'll be putting that to the test very soon because I think we've got more vouchers there.
Okay, Vivian's in Alkimos. Vivian, you're so embarrassed. What are you getting your partner to do?
I had to get him to empty the water toilet.
Oh, sorry, Vivian, we've got a terrible phone line there. Are you on speaker? If you are, can you jump off? We might come back to you.
Yeah, we'll get Vivian back on. But Ross is in Wanneroo. G'day, Ross. What about this thing that you just can't do?
Oh, g'day, guys. Love the show, by the way.
Thanks, thank you.
Yeah, so we're out for dinner or anything wrong with the food or there's an issue with the bill or anything, I have to send my wife or my wife has to complain. or if there's actually something wrong with the food, I'd be like, can you not just eat it?
Yeah. Why is that, Ross? You just don't want the confrontation?
Too embarrassed.
I don't want the confrontation. I'd have a fear that if she sends it back, they'll do something to the food.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all thought that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what will the kitchen do to my food?
So
yeah,
you think if your wife does it, that her burger will get spat in, but yours will be fine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
don't spit in the husbands. He's a really nice guy. It's the wife that you want.
It's the wife that's complaining.
Might be the nice guy complex. Sometimes you go through that, don't you?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So, Ross, in normal life, you can, you know, you can handle yourself. You'll stick up for yourself. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's just food related.
Just when it comes to food, yeah. And I don't want. I'm too polite. I don't want to give a negative.
Yeah.
So
I'm a bit like that.
And people are serving you food. We're very vulnerable. Yeah. They can do anything to it.
And there's nothing wrong with being polite, Ross. It's okay.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, buddy.
Isn't it sad when we think about that? We always think about the worst possible thing that could be in the food.
Yes.
Vivian in Alkimos, we'll try you again. What are you getting your husband to do?
I had to get him to empty the Portaloo. I can change crappy nappies for children and grandchildren. I even changed the crappy nappies for my mother when I cared for her.
Yep.
And then before he died, I changed his crappy nappies. But I just cannot empty a Portaloo. I'm sorry.
What's the difference, Vivian? Why? Is it the chemicals in there? What is it?
Well, I don't know. I think for fear of it splashing over me when I'm emptying it. That's more than anything, you know, so I can't. I freak out over it.
No. Oh, I fear the splashback every morning, Vivian. Don't worry about that.
Shouldn't go in the dark, mate. Yeah.
No, that's a completely valid one. That's like, you know, I'll do things,
yep.
But there's a line I draw in the sand,
yep.
And I'm not doing that camping.
That's what Vivian needs to do when she's camping, draw a line in the sand. Yeah. Just dig a hole.
So good. Thanks for your call, Viv.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
It is awesome when you have someone else there to do it for you.
It certainly is.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
We're talking about those times you get so embarrassed to do something, you just get your partner to do it, and you've done it for so many times that they just go and naturally do that thing.
Yeah, because why wouldn't they, right?
Absolutely.
And Leanne's in Padbury. Leanne, what are you too embarrassed to do and you're making your partner do instead?
Well, it's not my partner, it's my daughter.
Yeah.
I can't go up and get anything free. So if you go to a sausage sizzle or something and you get a free sausage, I can't do it. So I used to send my daughter up, but now I just miss out.
You can't take the freebie.
Grown up.
So what if you're like there's tasting things going on in Coles? Will you taste the bit of meat or you can't do that either?
No, I'm just too embarrassed. I don't know. I feel
Isn't
like someone that's more deserving should have it, not me. Like, I can pay for mine.
Yeah, I think I understand that, Leanne. It's a funny thing, but you're right. Someone more deserving or you just think, oh, it just seems like I shouldn't take it. But, oh, that's a funny one. So now you're missing out because your daughter's not doing it for you.
Yeah, but I can empty a Portaloo.
Great. We need to get you in touch with her you can help each other out.
And Leanne, you're the perfect date to take that chocolate place up there in the Swan Valley because it'll be more for me. Well done.
Thanks, Leanne.
She can't take the freebies. You go to that chocolate place. Was it a chocolate factory? Margaret River Chocolate Factory?
You know, I'm a bit funny like that too, mainly because I can see all the kids sticking their sticky hands in it.
Snotty hands have been in the bowl.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The end of dry July.
Well done. If you've abstained from alcohol for the month of July, well done to you.
Yeah.
Sensational. It's finally over. 2, 3, 4.
It's been a dry July, just drinking water and getting bored. It's been a dry July, I'm missing beer, but praise the Lord. Cause now it's August the 1st, and now I've got back my thirst, and now I'm feeling alright. And now I feel alright. And now I feel alright.
I'll drink to that. It's a beautiful thing. The end of Dry July. Joining us is the president of the Dry July's WA chapter, Brent Spargo. Brent, good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, hi, Brent. Look, congratulations for staying alcohol-free for the month of July. How have you celebrated this morning?
Let's just say I've had one or two strongish coffees this morning.
Oh, dear.
And, Brent, many of us find it hard to go without a drink for a week or bloody hell, even a day. How did you cope with abstaining from alcohol for a month?
What did you call me? If you want some trouble, Dick Simpson, you've come to the right place.
Hey, Brent, settle down, bud. Look, let's be honest.
Sorry.
Yeah, Dry July is great each year with more people, of course, staying away from the drinks for a month, which is not only good for them, but also great for raising money and awareness for people who've got cancer, mate.
Yeah, that's a good point, Claire. It shows the go that you can do something that's good for you and you can help other people, which is lovely.
Oh, well done, Brent. I mean, you and so many others, we're proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. Can I just say that you are a beautiful person and I love you, and not in a creepy way. I just really love you.
Yeah, that's creepy. Thanks, Brent.
Yeah, I think thanks, Brent.
I think we're done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Blue.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
All right, my friends, let's head to Swindon Town in the outskirts of London.
Sounds like a swinging place.
It does. Let's meet Mistress Sophia, who's a 68-year-old dominatrix. You think you're a man, but you're only a
boy. Yeah. Sounds divine.
It does. Yes, Mistress Sophia, she's Swindon Town's top dominatrix, which is a bit like saying your boy at Brooks' top DJ.
Nothing wrong with that.
But this divorcee...
It's a lifetime of commitment to be a 68-year-old dominatrix.
Absolutely, but she has really found her mojo.
I'm Mistress Sophia. Welcome to my playroom. There is no touching. They're allowed to worship my feet, but not above my ankles. And there's obviously absolutely no sex.
No, there isn't any sex.
Okay. Oh, was she on The Bachelor last night?
Yes, she was. Yeah. She's going to Melbourne. She got the golden ticket. There is no sex, but what there is, is cleaning.
Sorry?
You would love this, Kimber.
Oh.
Mistress Sophia has carved out a little niche for herself.
Right.
Where she gets... men to come into the they pay her to come into her home.
Into the boudoir.
Oh, so they they go into her home.
They go into her home. Yeah. They pay her £150 an hour to clean.
To clean her place.
While she dominates them.
What's this, these marks here? I'm going to have to call you little piggy instead of sissy, aren't I? You came down in a little maid's outfit, cleaned all day and paid me. And I thought, this is it. This is what I want.
Oh, what a scrubber.
I'm like a career dream.
It's a career dream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, it's a triple win, not just a win-win for her, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Paid at the end of the day.
Paid at the end of the day. Mm. And there is video around, if you want to see it, of these men in piggy masks.
Oh, the rare video of men cleaning.
Yeah.
Get in there, ladies. There's your porn for the morning.
Oh. Paying for it.
Go on, use that spray and wipe. Use it.
You missed a bit.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
The Ashes. Oh. Cricket is back. Not that it ever really goes away. They seem to play almost every day of the year, but the Ashes...
they should for those pay packets.
Yeah, an Ashes series. We speak of Australia v England in the traditional five-day game. The Ashes, there's nothing bigger, is there?
There's nothing better than Test cricket. I know we talk, you know, we do a lot of footy on this station and I don't mind footy. I love my soccer, but Test match cricket.
Yeah, right.
That's the test of a person.
Right, okay.
So the English are on a high. They've won the World Cup. They've almost been embarrassed. Well, they're embarrassed on the first day against in a one-off test against Ireland and then came back and won.
Yes.
So the English cricket fans are very cocky right now.
They certainly
they're
are.
Smelling Australian blood.
Yes, and they're going to give it to our boys, Steve Smith, David Warner and Cam Bancroft particularly, after they've served
the
their
cheating
suspensions.
Cheating scandal, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I learned a lot yesterday.
Go on.
As I was leaving work, producer Kat said, Kimber, before you go, just need you to get run your eyes over this. And it was her batting lineup that she would like to see. I mentioned that I wasn't so sure about Payne. Turns out I was right. He's not going to be that great in batting, right?
Well, he's the captain.
I took a stab in the dark.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he hasn't set the world on fire.
Yeah, right.
But I want to support everyone.
Yeah, with the bans and that going on for the other three, there was a time of stability was required. So
he was the Theresa May of Australian cricket.
You fill
cricket.
The spot nicely.
Theresa May, interesting analogy. Well, I hope he doesn't make a quick Brexit in his first innings.
No, me too. I'd love him to do well. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I want them all to do well.
Yeah. So Wade is in. So we have two wicketkeepers in the Australian lineup. Is that right?
It looks like
he's playing as a batsman.
Yeah, and it has to be said, producer Kat's, you know, anticipated batting order is, well, first 11 is pretty much spot on.
She's got it.
She may
really
well
knows
get a job
stuff.
With the Australian Cricket Board. Yeah.
So the things you'll hear, Kimber, after the first, even after the first or second day's play, so as soon as Australia bat, you'll hear all of those conjecture moments about, you know, is Usman Khawaja one of the greatest, potentially the greatest Australian batsman, you know, in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Or is he a dud?
You know, I look all of forward that stuff to this. Up. I just love seeing the joy in your faces. And if I can live with that every day, I'm very happy.
Yeah. Does the Duke's ball swing more than the Kookaburra?
Oh, the Duke's ball. They play with a different ball in England in Test matches. And everyone's going, what are we? Around here,
my eyes are like glazing over.
Freaks around here
what
are going,
talking what, about?
What are you doing at 5:30 today when the cricket comes on? I go, I'm taking my wife out. It's her birthday. We're going for dinner.
Yeah, and beautiful and happy birthday.
Yeah, it was.
The thing I asked myself after 5 days of people running on this 22 yards of grass, why does it still look better than my backyard?
Oh,
that's
poor
the question
lawn situation.
I'm asking.
Well, they don't have your beautiful dog there, mate.
They don't. I'd love Florence to run onto the pitch and...
Good luck to the Aussies. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow after day one.
And no sandpaper.
No.
Good luck, guys.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh,
you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Billionaire Sir Richard Branson has got everyone's knickers in a knot. Well, that's an oldie.
Yeah,
I don't know where that came from. He's posted a photo of himself with his wife, Joan Templeton, Templeman, on Twitter with a statement that said, I truly believe that stuff really does not bring happiness. Family, friends, good health, and the satisfaction that comes from making a positive difference are what really matters.
Okay. Great. Well done, Richard.
Cue avalanche of criticism. I mean, everyone on Twitter went berserk. He is the 34th richest person in the UK.
So he can make those statements from the comfort of that wealth.
Yeah. Isn't it also astounding that he's the 34th richest just in the UK? Yeah. Like, there's a people out there with a lot of money.
There is.
He owns his own 300,000 square meter island, a private jet, a yacht. He's got a string of luxury properties around the globe. So people were not very understanding of his statement. A couple of comments like, while flying my private jet to my private island, I realised money can't buy happiness. but, you know, Richard's also promised to give away $3 billion over 10 years to help the fight against global warming.
Great.
Right.
And he spends the majority of his time working on Virgin Unite, which is his company's charity sector. So he's not all bad.
No, he's not. He's not. But just, you know, have a bit of self-knowing and self-perspective.
Yeah.
Probably not going to go down well saying that.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah.
Especially in the world with so much social media around.
Yeah.
People having a comment like that.
Yeah.
In cinemas today, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, lawman Luke Hobbs and outcast Deckard Shaw form an unlikely alliance when a cybergenetically enhanced villain threatens the future of humanity.
Awesome.
Better save the world with some fast cars and some drifting.
Luke Hobbs and Deckard Shaw, we've got unfinished business. Shaw's sister took something from me. A virus. Could wipe out half the population, and I want it back.
You want to tell me just what we're dealing with here?
Family business.
When it's the fate of the world, it becomes my business.
Do you know all of these movies? All of these movies combined, have made over $1.2 billion.
That's
the
a lot
Fast
of money.
And Furious franchise.
Wow.
Isn't it incredible?
Well, it is incredible when you consider that basically it's the same line, three lines said over and over again, which is "You're bald." I'm bald as well, and I'm angry, and I can drive fast.
And
but
some screeching tyres.
And some screaching tyres.
Isn't it
done,
funny, though,
you're out.
Because the show's changed, because it was a bald guy in Vin Diesel, and Paul Walker hanging around doing burnouts in a car, and then now it's two other bald guys.
Jason Statham. Who's probably the best bald actor.
And The Rock, who's the biggest actor. Who's
big,
bald.
Big bald actor. Big.
Hey, you're bald on the show here, Matt. Why don't we go down to the Frio Wharf, put some big crates in the way, and just drive some cars around?
Yeah, the slow and the not that angry.
We can make the really furious at you. Yeah.
The Bachelor launched last night, and the newspaper today, West Australian, really got their finger on the pulse where they say Bachelor hopeful Nikki Ferris, the 24-year-old, made a big impression on last night's premiere of the show, giving astrophysicist Matt Agnew an energetic cheerleading performance when they met.
Which
except,
one was she?
Well, she wasn't on
Which
the show
one?
Last night.
Oh,
we haven't met her yet.
Okay. She's the one in the paper, right?
She's in the paper. They're like, what an experience. explosion it was when they met.
Aren't they on Thursday? The
she doesn't even have rocked up yet.
There's eight other girls coming on Thursday.
Right? Whoops! See? Ridiculous.
Good journalism there.
Yeah, that's Hang your daily joke.
give me a look at them pom poms.
Oh no!
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
John Farnham is leading a stellar Aussie lineup for Live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate in the Swan Valley. There, a beautiful spot for this gig. December 8th, presented by Zachariah. Tickets through Ticketmaster. It's 8:52.
My beautiful niece Eleanor turned 2 yesterday, and so I thought that was the perfect day to actually try and go and buy her a present. Really organised.
On the day, yes, yeah, good, good. Yeah.
Super organised.
Good on you, Auntie Kimber.
Spotted, going through the toy section, I'm thinking she's open to quite a few things. She's only 2. She'll play with anything.
Yeah, sure.
And I found the most depressing toy I've ever seen.
Okay, what do you got?
This toy is depressing. I love wooden toys. They're very traditional. It's all very cool. But this was a wooden cleaning trolley.
Oh, that was the photo you sent us last night.
A wooden cleaning trolley, plus 3 years, 3+, 3 and up. Yep. It includes broom, mop, dustpan and brush, vacuum cleaner, trolley and a bottle of detergent.
Yeah, get her into training early. I like it.
Did you get one for yourself?
I found that present so depressing. I know that kids want to emulate what their parents are doing and, you know, they want to mow the lawn and they get them a little lawnmower and stuff.
Yeah, but for goodness sake, pick up things like smoking and drinking, not cleaning.
I mean, you know, we spend our lives cleaning. I just think, oh, at home, at work, you're always picking up after the kids or you're picking up after housemates. Mm. It's just such a depressing thing to have to do. Why inflict that on your kids when they're little? It was such a sad toy. It was $29 and on the box it said, playing house will be even more fun. Yeah. There's nothing fun about cleaning.
Can I tell you, you sent that photo through last night and I showed it to Laurie, who's a teacher's assistant, and she said, I know it seems that way, but they brought some little brooms and I think little fake plastic lawnmowers and stuff at school. And the brooms are the one thing. These kids are kindy age, so they're 4.
Yep.
The brooms never get put down. So as soon as if they start to get put down, another kid grabs them because they want to emulate mum and dad.
Wow.
Like the most popular toy. Yeah, and they've got lots of things there.
You know what? Maybe I found it depressing because it's more of a like looking at my own life. Maybe I need to go out and if we're getting our kids to clean because they want to be asked, why aren't we doing stuff that's way cooler?
Oh, yeah.
We should be doing way cooler stuff our kids can do that.
Yeah, like playing pro tennis. Show the kids. Pick up a racket, get rich. Yeah.
And like all good toys for kids, it had written on it in big letters, choking hazard.
Of course. Right. And made with Brazilian rainforest wood. Yeah. Perfect present.
Dispose of the plastic bag thoughtfully.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, girlfriend troubles again.
Nice.
Oh, look, I'm so sick of it. Look, my girlfriend said, look, I'm sick of you pretending you're a detective. We should split up. And I said, oh, yeah, good idea. We can cover more ground that way.
John Farnham headlines live in the Vines at Sandalford Estate, Swan Valley, December 8th.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.